is what race of people were the Egyptians who had the people in Egypt under bondage, and that Moses had came to.
All right. What happens with Egypt is, like I was teaching on this last night, what happens with Egypt is most of your scholars, especially American, are getting all their translations from English. So therefore, none of them, or most of them, have taken the time to learn hieroglyphics. Or they strain their hieroglyphics from the Rosetta Stone, which was in Greek. So they say that this new Rosetta Stone, which was in Greek, gave them the power to translate the hieroglyphics, which was in an ancient Egyptian language, written and not spoken. They never even bothered to check up on the word Greek. If you really research the word Greek, you'll find out that the word Greek, or Greece, or Grecia, means to be uncertain. The word itself means uncertain. Why? How silly the Christians look when they say Jesus revealed the books to them in Greece. Greek. All right. Now, when you talk about Egypt, you got to understand that when you say we're going up the Nile, you're really going south. You follow that? You're going from Egypt or Alexandria down towards Sudan, which means you pass through Cairo or Cahira, down into Luxor and Nubia, and then down into Sudan, where there are pyramids, but the white man refuses to mention that there are pyramids in Sudan. You see, that you can see. All right. What he tries to make people think is, whenever he speaks of Egypt, he's talking about Alexandria, which is to the north, connected to the Mediterranean, by which entrance from Europe was easily made. So the invasion by Caucasoid people called Franks and Anglets, or whatever, Saxons, which became Anglo-Saxon or English people, and Franks, which became known as French, and Iranians or Aryans, which became known as the germ seed, or the man with the germ, or Germans,